I want to use some scripture this morning out of the Old Testament. The Lord had spoken unto one of his servants, and he had basically said, I'm going to send you to a people, and I want you to go down there, and I want you to start each one of your messages off by saying, thus saith the Lord. And that's the way you start. You go down there and you speak to these people. You start in, thus saith the Lord. And I will tell you then what you're to say to those people. I am convinced that there is still no substitute for the word of the Lord. You and I, as his children, need to accept it as being God-inspired, divinely written by men as the Spirit of God moved upon them, and as applicable to today as it was when it was written. Too many of our people read the word of the Lord as it being a history, and it is a history. Too many times people read it that it's applicable to everyone else, but not to me. I'm convinced that as we read the word of the Lord, we need to read it and say, Lord, open up my understanding that I can see how you are speaking to me. Because that's what he has left us, why he has left us his word, is that we might know what he wants from each one of us. There are too many people today who like to run around talking about how the Spirit of the Lord is leading them and what they're always doing in the name of the Lord. And when you put the acid test to whether or not it's consistent with the word of the Lord, you find out it is not. Now, the Lord doesn't work contrary to what he says in his word. His Spirit does not lead people to do things that are contrary to what he teaches us in his word. So we just need to be very careful as we listen to people and as we say, oh, the Lord's leading me to do this, because many times it's not the Lord. There is more than one spirit in the world, and many times if we're not really careful, we're going to find out that we're being led by the wrong spirit. You can rest assured that if it is consistent with the word of the Lord, you're going to be a lot safer in doing what thus saith the Lord than what somebody else thinks or what you think or what you've heard me preach or anybody else preach or teach. The Lord's word is the final authority. When the Lord spoke unto this prophet and said unto him, I want you to go down there and speak unto my people. He said, I'm not going to send you to a people of a hard speech and a strange language that you don't understand. I'm going to send you to those people who are yours. And I want you to go down there and speak to them. And when you do, I want you to understand one thing. They're not going to listen to you. They're not going to hear you. Now, right there would have cost about 95% of our present-day, quote, good following Christians to have bailed out. Oh, if I'm not going to be successful, it's not going to do what I want it to do and what I think it should. I just won't go in the first place. Now, another 3.5% of them probably are going to say, well, I tried it one time and it didn't work, so there's no use to try it again. God told Ezekiel before he ever even sent him, he said, they're not going to hear you when I send you down there, and you go down there and you preach unto those people and say, thus saith the Lord. But I am not going to relieve you of the responsibility of going. You are still to go and to speak unto those people, thus saith the Lord. He said, they're not going to hear you. You know why they're not going to hear you? The Lord says they're not going to hear you because they won't hear me. Now, as a preacher, I can tell you right now that I'm always pleased when someone comes to me and says something about what they've heard me preach sometime, because I think, well, at least they heard it. And I recognize this morning that most of the time what we hear and what we retain is a vast different amount of information. By the time that I can make a sentence up here, you've already had three sentences run through your mind. Maybe more than that. By the time I can make a statement up here, you've already thought about the weather out there, the car going down the road, and the sun shining and not shining, and everything else, and all in one statement. And so maybe you'll remember what I said, and maybe you won't, but you won't remember much of it. I know that. And I'm no different than you are. That's a fact of life. But many times God is trying to speak to us and to get our attention, and we're not paying any attention to Him. We've got our mind on everything else under the sun, excepting what the Lord is trying to speak to us about through His Word and by His Spirit. And folks, let me tell you something. That's the only way He has of communicating with you today. God's not going to come out here and come with a great clap of a high-powered voice and speak to all of us at one time. He's going to speak to us through the Holy Spirit and His Word. And He's going to do it so that we can understand it if we will listen. But too much of the time, we are not listening to Him. The Lord said, Ezekiel, I'm going to send you down there and you preach your text every time. It's going to be, thus saith the Lord. And whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, they will know there hath been a prophet among them. Now that's what the Lord said unto Ezekiel. He said, whether they hear you or they don't hear you, they will still know that there hath been a prophet among them. You know, my responsibility this morning is not to is to get results. That's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to preach the word. Paul, writing to the young preacher Timothy, wrote unto him, and he said, I charge thee therefore before the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His coming, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. You see, I kind of like to see results. I kind of like to have results. Ronnie was talking earlier about, you know, the spirituality of our church. That's something that's very difficult to measure sometimes. It's difficult sometimes. And one of the things that I find as I preach the gospel is that many times I forget, you know, that you've got to be able to preach to those who are able to handle the strong meat. And you've got to be able to preach to those who are still on the sincere milk of the word. But it's not my responsibility to determine who is where and what is needed. God will take care of that. He takes care of the results. My responsibility is to say, Lord, here am I. Use me. And I recognize that even as I preach, that many of you are not going to listen to what He says. Now what I say, it's immaterial what I say. It's what He is saying to you. And that's important. We need to listen to Him. We need to heed Him. But whether we do or not, His Word is going to remain true. His Word is going to remain faithful. And I can assure you this morning that His Word and His work will be carried out. We have to make the determination as to whether or not we want to be one of those who's going to be helpful or hurtful in His cause. Now then, let's get down to the message this morning. Then the Spirit, I'm going to read from the third chapter, of the book of Ezekiel. Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of great rushing, saying, Blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place. I heard also the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the noise of the wheels over against them, and a noise of great rushing. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Now, sometimes when the Lord speaks to us, we're not just as willing and as receptive as probably we should be. And old Ezekiel gives a very vivid description of himself here. He said, you know, the Lord spoke to him again. And this was probably the second or the third time that the Lord has spoken to him. And in the first time he spoke to him, he said, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak to thee. Once in a while, we just need to get up. Get up. Man, we love, some of our people love to come and to sit and to listen and get up and go home. Sometimes the Lord's going to speak to us and say, I want you to get up and I want you to do something once you get up. But you're going to have to get up first. You're going to have to get up. Ezekiel said, you know, I went in the bitterness and the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Then I came to them of the captivity of Telabib that dwelt by the river of Chebar, and I sat where they sat and remained there astonished among them 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. Now then the Lord in the Spirit has picked up Ezekiel up, and he's taken him down here, and he's set him down among these people. And the Bible says he sat there, and he was astonished for 7 days. I like to go back over, I believe it's earlier. No, I guess it isn't Ezekiel. One of the old prophets, the Lord said to him, whenever he told him to go down and preach to them or to speak to them, he said, I want you to go down there, and I don't want you to be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of them. I'm with you. I'll be with you. He said, be not dismayed at their looks. That's what he said to him. I wish sometimes you all could just sit up here and watch this congregation. You probably would be reminded of that scripture every once in a while. Be not dismayed at their looks. There are times whenever I'm up here preaching, and you see, I'm a preacher who watches you all. You need to know that. If you don't already, you probably do. I'll make eye contact. I watch the congregation. And my mind is, you know, as I said earlier, you know, while I'm talking, my mind can be running about 3 times faster than I can talk. I can talk pretty fast sometimes. But I look out there and I think, oh my goodness. They must be in pain this morning. Well, I must have said something that really, I've lost them, you know. And once in a while, I find you in a very prayerful mood. Your eyes are closed. Your heads are bowed. I'm only kidding you about that. It's kind of like I said last Sunday about the children. If I can't get louder than that, if I can't keep you awake, well, then you ought to go to sleep. It isn't any more interesting than that. And it may not be me that you need to be interested in. What you need to be interested in is what thus saith the Lord. Ezekiel, I've made you a watchman. And I want you to go down there, and I want you to say to these people, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. All right, Ezekiel, I want you to listen to me. I want you to go down there and I want you to say to the wicked, thou shalt surely die because of your wickedness. You warn him. Let him know. Our people today have gotten so conscientious about this thing of not offending anyone. We don't even want to tell the sinner that he's going to die and go to hell unless he's saved. Oh, Lord, no, that might upset them. That might scare somebody. That might make somebody nervous. And so we want to say, oh, honey, don't worry. All you got to do is just be good. And when you get up there before the Lord, surely he wouldn't let you go to hell. Well, the Lord's not going to let anyone go to hell. He never has and he never will. People go to hell because they choose to go there. And they choose that while they're down here on the earth. It's not going to be that it's going to be the Lord's fault. Don't you ever for a second think that. But we've got to the point to where we don't want to tell people that they need to be saved, that they need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, that they're sinners and that they're going to die in their sin excepting they come to the Lord and are saved. No ifs and ands about it. We just need to quit pussyfooting around people and being so concerned about whether or not we're going to do the proper thing. We need to be like the old prophets were and like the fine old preacher John was when he said, oh, ye generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come, bring forth fruits meet for repentance? And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham unto our fathers. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. The axe is laid into the root of the tree. A tree hewn down, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the lake of fire. Jesus said there's going to be a place, there is a place, where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And that's called hell, people. And people who are in their wickedness die and go to hell. We need to warn them. We need to let them know that. We need not be apologetic about that. Ezekiel, you go down there and warn him. But if you don't warn him, he'll die in his sin. But his blood will be required at your hand. Yeah. Y'all have heard me say many, many times, and I'm a firm believer in this. When I stand before the great I am, and I give an account, I'm going to be accountable for not only the sins of commission, but of omission. And there are going to be a lot more things that I should have done that I didn't do than the things that I did that I shouldn't have done. Now, I'm not telling you I'm a good person. I'm not. I do enough of those things that are wrong, but there are many, many more things that I know that to do them that I should and I don't. And I suspect some of you are in that same boat. Yet, if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Yeah, you go down there and you warn him. If he doesn't then turn from his wickedness, he's still going to die in his sin. Going to die in his sin. I preached a sermon a time or two, and I don't know whether I've ever preached it here or not, about the three men who hang on the cross. One of them died in his sin. Yeah, one of them died in his sin. One of him died to sin. And one of them died for sin. Those three men hanging there. One died in his sin. One died to his sin, and one died for the sin. Ezekiel, you go down there and warn him. If he still doesn't heed, you've delivered your soul. You've done what you need to do. He's still going to die in his sin, but you will have delivered your soul. Now listen, again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and committed iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Now we're talking about the righteous. But the righteous sometimes sin. Sometimes we as God's children are we get out here and we sin. Not sometimes. All the time. Every single day. And we just need to be reminded of how easily that can happen. When a righteous man does turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin. And his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Ezekiel, you still got the responsibility. Your responsibility. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live. Because he is warned, also thou hast delivered thy soul. Ezekiel, responsibility is upon you. God's children this morning, the responsibility is upon us to warn the wicked, to flee the wrath to come. It is not somebody else's responsibility. It is not someone else's obligation. It is mine and it is yours. And whether we heed the direction and the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God or whether that we just turn our minds away and our hearts away and reject it is up to each one of us. Every single one of us. Stand up, Ezekiel. And I will speak unto thee. Sometimes we need to stand up. Sometimes we need to listen as the Holy Spirit of God speaks to us as one of His children. Oh, we're always encouraging those who are lost to heed the Spirit. They don't understand any of that. That's just as foreign to them as anything in the world. It isn't to us as His children. It shouldn't be to us. And we need to be listening as He speaks to us.